Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2518, V&amp;M LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend condition A of ordinance number 2853 to allow for a convenience store with fueling stations to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 2.98 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, on the southwest side of Mulberry Knoll Road, which is Sussex County Route 284, and the southeast corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway and Mulberry Knoll Road. The 911 address is not available. And the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 108.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of ordinance number 2853, which is conditional use number 2318. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note we have received one written letter of comment, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. For the record, I'm Zach Crouch with Davis Bone and Friedel. I'm here representing V&amp;M LLC. Just to give everyone a little bit of history on this project, I think some of the commissioners was involved in the original application, and the application that's in front of you today is a revision to condition A of ordinance 2853, which was approved on May 17th of 2022. The history is the application was came in front of both Planning Commission and Council. There was a public hearing for Planning Commission held on April 14th of 2022, and the Commission made a recommendation of approval with 10 conditions on April 28th of 22. There was an additional public hearing with County Council on May 17th of 22, in which the same conditions were approved during that. We submitted a plan to Planning Commission, which we received preliminary plan approval on May 11th, 2023. And then we received from the Planning Department, June of 22nd, 2023, final approval for the site plan. As part of that site plan, there's a convenience store of 5,000 square feet and also an office building of 12,000 square feet. This afternoon, we're requesting an amendment to just condition A to increase the convenience store from 5,000 to 5,915 feet, so an additional 915 square feet, and to remove or to eliminate the 12,000 square foot office building. At this particular time, if anybody's been out on 24, the entrance has been constructed by DLDOT already. It was part of Route 24 improvements, and actually the stormwater management pond has been built as well. We do have SCD approval, DLDOT approval, and Tidewater approval for approval. But then again, tonight or this afternoon, the request is just to remove to revise that condition from 5,000 to 5,915 and to remove the 12,000 square foot office building.
All right, well, we'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Looks pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I need to cut the mic on, sorry about that. So it looks pretty straightforward to me. I don't think I have any questions.
We don't get many where they come in and ask for less.
Less traffic, less building. Yep.
Sorry.
So, okay, Mr. Butler, anything?
No, sir.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
No questions.
Mr. Mears?
No, sir. Pretty cut and dry.
White House?
No, but me, thanks.
Staff? Nothing. Okay. Counselor?
I'd love to think of something creative, but I don't know.
I can't. I've
seen your smoke over there.
Racking my brain, but unfortunately, I can't come up with
I haven't
questions.
Seen Mr. Crouch in a while. He hasn't been a freaking flyer, you know. So. Yeah, right.
Like I said, we don't get many where they come in and ask to not do something.
Right.
Yeah. So. All right, sir, well, there don't appear to be any questions for you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that with interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2518 VNM LLC? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2518? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision.